Many Florida students are wrapping up a week of FCAT testing. Students are taking a new, harder version of the standardized exam known as FCAT 2.0. When the exam was first introduced in 1997, it was used as a diagnostic tool to measure how well schools are teaching students. But as State Impact Florida education reporter Sarah Gonzalez tells us, the stakes have gotten much higher.
A group of students are waiting at a bus stop near Booker T. Washington High School in Miami. They're in their first week of FCAT testing. And Dana Contreras, a sophomore who recently immigrated from Colombia, doesn't like the new version.
It's in the computer, and I think I am better with paper than in a computer because sometimes my eyes hurt.
Contreras wears thick, pink-rimmed glasses that match a pink bow she wears on the side of her hair. She squints a lot. This year, 10th graders and 6th graders are required to take the FCAT reading online. And that's not the only reason she's worried about her reading score.
Because I really get the story, but I have difficulty speaking English and the vocabulary is really hard. And maybe they should give you a little more time.
FCAT scores determine whether students will go into remedial courses or honors courses. Contreras wants to stay in honors.
Regular classes, they laugh at my accent, they laugh at everything else. Because my accent is funny and they say it's funny. That's why I like more honor classes. I think if they give you more easy classes, they don't want you to expand your mind.
But more students are expected to fail the FCAT from now on because Florida has raised its academic standards. Sharon Kuhn is with the Florida Department of Education. She says the FCAT 2.0 requires students to remember more material that they learned in earlier grades. So if the math concepts mean, median, and mode are taught in sixth grade,
we would expect that students are able to solve problems related to those concepts in seventh grade, you know, without formulas being given.
Kuhn says it was time to overhaul the test.
You can understand that after 10 years, we're ready to adopt new academic content standards. And every time you adopt new standards, you also have to change your assessments.
And starting now, results will help determine whether teachers keep their jobs. Jennifer Smith is a French teacher at Hialeah High School in Dade County.
50% of my evaluation will be based on my students' FCAT results in reading. And I am a French teacher, not an English teacher or a reading teacher.
Culinary arts teachers, music teachers, math teachers, all teachers will be evaluated in part on their school's reading score. The other part of teacher evaluations come from classroom observations by the school principal. But if reading scores are low for 2 out of 3 years, new teachers will be brought in. And Smith says schools in low-income communities, like hers, will get penalized for low grades teachers can't always control.
School is not always their first priority. In a lot of cases, it's not the parents' first priority either. And because they are so busy dealing with finding a job or working 2 or 3 jobs to keep the lights on. And unfortunately, that tends to trump homework.
By 2015, reading scores will also help determine how much teachers get paid. Dana Contreras, the sophomore with the pink-rimmed glasses, says that puts too much pressure on students. She wants to remind us that sometimes these are high school students.
What happened if that day you broke up with the boyfriend and you want to cry and then you don't want to see the test?
It's a good point.
Some parents agree. There's been a small movement by parents in Florida who are pulling their children out of school during FCAT testing. I'm Sarah Gonzalez in Miami.